Parshas Vayetze Ben Olam Lachavei Roy. The Torah here is Muridik, Muridik, Chiddush Rabbosai. Obviously, a person learns Chumash and Rashi. We spoke about this a couple of times, but it's so important to emphasize Rabbosai. Chazal have told us in Brachas that is the end of Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. We spoke about being lengthy and hard to do, but it's a big thing, Rabbi said. But it's a big zach to learn Chumash and Rashi, chutz from that, Rabbi said. Some hold this to learn Shnai Mikra Rashi, but Rashi, every Rashi, Rabbi said, there's so many tidbits, and so many beautiful zach and Rashi, Rabbi said, that it should be that we should spend like a whole year on one parasha. But that's him that way. Lamaisa is enough to learn Pekiyash, not Mikra, to get an idea, to know Torah, but there should be a Seder Ian, Rabbi said. Not, you know, people think Ian, oh, Rebbe, we've got to learn Ian now. Take out the Rebbe Kiva Ega and the Kovitz before Hashem. Lamaisa, today they made the Kovitz before Hashem so big, Rabbi said. You need like a crane to take it into Yeshiva, you know, I guess. Even before they dug up from, since, you know, time of creation. And every single person in that Kodesh Mefarshim, like the guy, you know, he has to carry his Kodesh, he gets one of those big Gemara Ksuvises with the Oiz Lahad, with all the Mefarshim, and then he has the Kodesh Lahad. Imamish, you know, he says, you know, his father said, I think you should work out, don't worry, Dad. Every day I take my Kodesh Mefarshim and my Gemara Ksuvises to this Medrash. My muscles are bulging already. Kodesh Mefarshim starts a little bit higher, the muscle. It's a little bit more weighty down. Special new Ksuvah Kodesh Mefarshim, 750 Mefarshim. But Kitzah, but so people say, okay, it's time to learn, this is a commercial. It's time to learn Ian. Where's the Kodesh? But the guy doesn't know what Ian means. It's time a commercial for Ian. Oh, not to make Kodesh Mefarshim, because it was beautiful. But guy thinks to it anyway. Okay, let's learn Ian. Amar Rava, Rama Vizika Pata. 70 Mefarshim, when it said, now, oh, I did Ian this morning. Rebbe, I did Ian. Why did you do Ian? Because the Rebbe gave Mar Mekomot. 17 Mar Mekomot. Now, Yoshua, Beis Lachem Yehuda, Birkas Avram, all the Mefarshim on the Besugya. Okay, so how do you do it? Okay, after I did Shita Mekubat says, check. Now, Yoshua, check. Rebbe Rashba, check. Beis Lachem Yehuda, check. Like one guy came over and said, Rebbe, what's the machlokes, the Beis Lachem Yehuda and the Rashba? There's a little bit of a problem over here. They're banning many, many generations. I don't think they were arguing. I don't know if they saw each other. Maybe in a chaloim, he saw the Rashba. Anyway, for the Meister, Sova Shal Dover, prison of Ian, that's a big mistake of us. Ian is analyzation. The biggest pirish you should do, and Chas V'Shom, we have to learn the Rishonim also. But if the first thing a person does is take out the Gemara and analyze what's being said. People, right away, let's see what the Mefarshim have to say. If a kasha, see what they might think. The main person of being safe is to think, Rabbi Yisai. That creates a big problem for a lot of people. But the Maisa, that's the main part of morning. That's of Ian, Rabbi Yisai. Ian is we've been robbed. People think that Ian means you have to start looking up Mefarshim. That's Bekiyas in Mefarshim. And we have to learn Mefarshim. And the more Mefarshim you get to is Gavald and see different ways to see the Rishonim. But you're supposed to use your brain to think what's being said in Rashi. What's being said in Tosfos? What's being said over here, Rabbi Yisai? And the same way, Rabbi Yisai, even more so, Rabbi Yisai, Rashi and Chumash Hashem. We learn Rashi and Chumash, and we learn it very quickly because we're going to get the parasha, which is very important to get the Bekiyas. But we have to analyze. There's so many enlightening things in Rashi, Rabbi Yisai. I speak about his common poem, but it's Kedai, Rabbi Yisai. A Friday night, a long Friday night, Rabbi Yisai. After the Suda, Rabbi Yisai, I could sit down with a glass of tea, sit down and go over the Rashi's, and go over, take a couple of Rashi's, and think with your brain about what Rashi's saying. If it's too hard, take out the art scroll. If that's too hard, get Dr. Banchek's book, What's Bothering Rashi, and find out what's bothering Rashi. But there's something bothering Rashi, the way he wrote it. He had a question. So you can try to figure it out and try to analyze it. And Rashi, there's so many beauties in Rabbi Yisai. And then you put it back into the Pasuk, and you come up with masterpieces, and it's lessons for life, Rabbi Yisai. Lessons for life from the Hiddur Rashi. So Rashi says something over here, Rabbi Sai, which is Bama's operation, he brings life from Bresh Rabbi, but it's such a fascinating to hear, Rabbi Sai, if we take it out and we work with it. Vatahar Vatelet Bay. The Pasuk says finally, Mama Rachel, Vayiska, Lakimet, Rachel, Hashem remembers Rachel, the great deed that she did, the unbelievable deed that she did, that she gave over. Simonim La'achoysa, ah. Right, and she was zeicher to a song from Shweki, from that Baruch Hashem. Mam Rachel cry for us again. Ah. But anyway, we'll sing it afterwards. Yeah. Anyway, so the Maisa, but she was zeicher the Galalig Zah. Besides the song from Shweki, she was zeicher that we're going to be nigga from that great deed. But the Torah says that because of that great deed, she was marshal of Simonim. Hashem heard her name. Yiftach es rachma. She finally gets to open, her womb gets open, and she finds able to conceive. Vatar vatelet bein. She gives birth to a baby boy. Mazel tov. When's the Shalom Tzacha? We need another place to get drunk Friday night. Vatoy mer osaf Elohim es cherposi. Hashem was osaf es cherposi. Now she has to name this baby she's waiting for. She was zeich with the most greatest ma'aseh mesiras nefesh. She gave away everything. She's waiting to call this baby a name. What could be this name? Yeshua, Yehoshua, Yeshua. Yehoshua, she was saved. Unbelievable, she called him Hodaya. We don't call those names. A girl's name, maybe. I don't know. Call him. I don't know. What's his name? Yosef. But the crush well Yosef Ben Yosef Ben Acher, but also had to do with Osaf Escher Posi. What is Osaf Escher Posi? So that's what the pasuk meant. Vateva Toimer Osaf Elkim Escher Posi. Hashem now took away my cherpa, my busha. I'm sitting here. So the first of Pshat is Rashi. This was bothering us so much. That's part of why she called him Yosef, called him Farshim. But the Maisa, what was it? The terrible busha becherpa. All these ladies giving birth. Sister gave birth. She already had many kids, at least four. And then, not only that, but her maidservant gave birth. Her sister's maidservant, she's the fourth wife. And now, as Rashi said, she was worried that because she didn't have children, she's going to end up with Esau. The kids are finally, she has a baby. She said, L'cherpa, Shani HaKara. The first child also has Cherpa, she's in Moira de Gubisa. She had such chepa, such busha, such shame. Hashem took away, he was osav, he took all that shame, and he gathered together and he pushed it aside. Mida keneged mida, Rabbi, we could say. That she took away the shame of, this just hit me now, Rabbi, every time you think, there's another thing, every time you was murdered like a dog, 63B in Brooklyn. Anyway, but the Maisa, 54B, anyway, the Maisa, the Gemara says, the Lamaisa, unbelievable. She was Zog, also Hashem is Chepo, Mida Keneged Mida. She was also the Chesh, she took away the shame of her sister. So Hashem took away her shame now. It's beautiful, right? Shame on you, shame. Okay. So the Lamaisa, that's the first track. But what's her shame also? You know, her Leah's eyes were destroyed. Her Esau's eyes were crying that she wanted, and she was zeicher through that not to get mad. Rachel was headed for Esau, Esau wouldn't take her, Chazal Dayan. But now, also, Hashem took away all my shame. That is unbelievable. Pshat, that I understand. Pshat 2, B, A, O. Zok Rashi, but Agoda, there's another Pshat. Okay, you see, this Pshat is also the Agoda. Calls man, she ain't the Isha Bain. Ain't law, but me, lit loy sir choyna. Mishayesh la ben toy la boy, mi shava klize yankala bincha mi ochal te enim elu. You favorite to enim your figs. He was waiting to eat those figs. She pounced on them last night. You know the extra. You know there was leftovers from last night. Some good stuff. She got a little hungry for lunch, and she finished it off. He comes home, gets what's for supper. Shmuz 2:22, the pea is back. There it is. What happened to supper? The baby ate it. He has no teeth. He knows how to eat steak already. But anyway, L'maisa Rashi's a Pella. Rashi, the first chat's unbelievable. Hashem did unbelievable this. Shame, can I get shame? Shame, can I get shame? She took away the shame. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away her shame. And she shouldn't be embarrassed to marry this Russia. The second shot, here it comes. Here it comes. You ready, boys? Here comes the shot that's going to knock you off your feet. Unbelievable. Why? She's dominating. You know why? So if a little, the vase breaks, she can say that he broke it. Hashem Yirachim, everybody said. What do you mean, what's pshat? The pelvic is that. That's why, that's the whole word of Yosef. That's why she's so excited now that she has someone to blame, that someone ate up the day. The figs. You know, it was a big case. Some figs were missing. Somebody ate the figs. That's the whole reason now. Also, Hashem is chaposi. I'm saved now. Because in case I eat the figs, I could say, Yankala ate the figs. What's going on here, Rashi? I think there's a Moyedik Daher, but it's a Pasha Daher, a Moyedik Daher here, but we have to understand it. That's why we have to go back to Parshas. We've got to go back to Parshas, Rabbi Yisai. Vayero. Vayero. So in Vayero, Rabbi Yisai, Hashem appears to Avram. And he's, there's a malachim come to him, sorry, to Avram, and they announce that she's having a child. Sarah, the 90-year-old grandma, is having, she's not a grandma, she has no kids. She's having a baby at 90. She has to look for her teeth, but she's having a baby. So, but Titzchak saw him the kid. So, you know, like, gives a little chuckle. Like, I'm having a baby. Like, first of all, it says Sora didn't have any rechem, the cloud. There was nothing there. So that's what they say, that Avram couldn't down for Sora because it was amazing. Anyway, the kids are. So she said more than that. She said, not only that, I'm going to have a baby now. My husband, he's an old guy. You're no young chick either, but he's an old man. My husband's very old. But you're my Shem Avram, Lamazet Sacha Kasara, Lame Havron, Dele, Vanizo Kanti. You burn it shalom bechfeida. This is Dvorim, she's not learning Rashi Igra, but you learn this parish, you have to go back and learn this parish over again. Shem says to Avram, why is Sarah laughing? Why is Sarah thinking this can't happen? And why is she saying, she said, my husband's an old man. Why is she saying that she's not having a boy kid and she's old? Right? Rashi. Gemara about Metzia Peizai. Shina hakosuv mipnei hashalom. This is, but boy, our hair should be standing on our heads. This is the most fascinating chazal that maybe in the whole Chumash. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the master of the universe, who the Gemara says in Shabbos, we mentioned there 55b, Chosam Oishel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emes. There's nothing but Emes by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Chvoyin of HaAtzmai, is Meshaneh, Mepnei HaShalom. He wants to make Shalom bias, because this couple, they're holding by divorce, you have to understand. Avram and Sarah were fighting left and right. They were dishes flying. In fact, Avram used to wear a football helmet every time he came into the house. It was a Jets or Giants helmet, I'm not sure. He used to work for, what's it called? UFOs, unidentified flying objects. When he used to come, what? Unidentified flying objects. When he used to come into the house, they're unidentified flying objects. We weren't sure if it was a spoon or a knife. It was unidentified. Like the guy told me last night, he think it was a fork that his wife hit him. Anyway, the Maisa was two marks in his back. It was a shinkle raya that was a fork. Anyway, the Kitsa, but the Maisa service will dove, we're talking about Avram and Sarah. They're mamish, they're tzaddikim gemurim. The marriage was the highlight of marriages, Rabbi said. We had the model of marriage. Okay, they had a little thing, but Maisa, it's called Masha Torah Mesara. Avram listened to everything that Sarah Tos said. Avada Avram was the tzaddik, he saw it, Oilam, the Isha Yosha. You don't think he dealt with his wife in the highest esteem, he held her. But Yavai, I will list for the Sarah, he said from the Domin to Rosh Hashanah, as the God of Adar, he held her. The spoil is Lashon Zohar. Of course, it's a personal, but Soivishol David, the God of Ador, he was so good. Obviously, he was so kind to everybody in the world. Avram was also kind to his family. He was Ish Chesed. Chesed starts in the house. What in the world's going on over here? Let's say she would. Let's go into it a little deeper, my son. Let's use the noodle. I know it's hard. Let's use the noodle for a second. Let's say Avram's version would have said that Sarah said that you're an old man. Hashem Yerachim, call the psychologist here. She ranked the husband out. What she says, he's old. He is old. He's 99-year-old man. So let's say the version would have said that what she really said and not said the Ashaka. He's an old man, she said. And he would have said, how dare she say that? I can still walk with a cane, but not in a wheelchair. What's going on here? He has Mashada. But Mishnei HaShalom, what's happening over here? There's the model couple. They're totally the best Mam Shalom Vaisnat Shach in the history of the world. And she didn't, what'd she say about him? That he sleeps late? She said he's an old man. Ha ha ha, Krewa! What are you saying about your husband? Terrible thing! Saying Shkar about him. He's a young man. At 99. Mm-hmm. Elis here, the boy says, the hair godol, Chaim Shulevitz says, that we don't know, we don't understand what Shalom Bayis is, the boy says, what it means, Shalom Bayis, the boy says. And I know some of us are Bachrim, but one day, I hope so, but one day, you'll be married. And the Maisa, you have to understand what the British word Shalom Bayis means, the boy says. Shalom Bayis has to be total. 100%. And by the others, they understood that this is the highest form of relationship and has to be, it's doima tishchina. And that relationship has to be on the utmost. There can't be any shum nidnun of tension, of friction, of anything between them. Shalom bias has to be the ultimate. They have to become one, and one, there's no break, there's no steerage, there's no friction. And if this friction, because it represents Zohar Shechina B'nayim, because a home and Shalom Bayis doesn't just represent a nice relationship, companionship. By Jewish, by us, Shalom represents Shechina. It has a mokum for Shechina, and it only can dwell where it's total 100% Ba'achta Shleima. And Shum Nidnud, the smallest friction possible, is already a stare to that Indian of Yisai, and the Rebbeinu Shloim already, it's not the same level. And we're looking in that area of Yisai, so many years we're not perfect. In that area we're looking for perfection. We're looking to get a Madrega for Shalom Bayis. The office understood every Madrega, another Madrega, another closer, there's a more closer, more less friction is what we're aiming for. And the Rebbeinu Shloim was the one who understood, who was passing that together. And therefore the Bereshit, who's Chosamay Emes, who's Midas Emes, and he's going to say over there something that she said that's not really offending, but it could be that Avram would have the spores, probably not, but still Ulai Efshir, there's a mokum for the Bereshit Torah that you're allowed to Bishana when they show him. That's Emes, whatever, together, Deslam. Here also a voice said, this is the Ovis. We're back to the Ovis. Rachel Imenu is also the Mois. And Rachel Imenu was saying that all the sterkai, all the stuff that Lemaisa, that the son represents, but the number one thing, Vida Agoda, is also Hashem Escharposi, that our Shalom Bayis is going to be on a different level. That now that there's a kid, and we can blame it, who spilled the milk? Mikey spilled the milk. Who ate the Cheerios? He ate the Cheerios. and that's going to take away. Rachel understood that's a different level now. And it could be that's the pshat Yosef Ben Acha should be zoche to another child because Shalom Avada brings bracha zoche Shalom. The kid said that's the Yosef Ben Acha also, but that's also the pshat that she was zoche the schus that she gave over the simonim. She gave over the simonim that there won't be a whatever that she was zoche to this madrig of Shalom Bayis of Yosef. And this is the moridik tahera of Yosef. I know we all. We're all like young, but you have to work on it. And the only way it works is to work on our midas, to work on our midas. If you don't work on your midas, and we say over the vard, the goin says, the halak of goin was kulay Torah. But the goin says, according to Evan Shloim, the first shtickle, that the tachlis of a person in this world is to work on his midas. What's his wife life worth? To work on a midas, that's what marriage is all about. Hashem gave something that's so different. And you got to break your midas, you got to work on your midas, because that's the tachlis of chayim. And then it's the makor of the goyin, I always said, the makor of the goyin is the mefurish apasik. That Rivki Imenu, when she went to Yitzchok and say that we have to send Yaakov to get a shidduch. She said, so why have to send him out? Because if he marries the Nois Ches, Lomali Chayim, what's my life worth? What's the pshat? The Nois Ches, we know, is from Shiva Sa'al Shema'am. Shiva Sa'amim is Oru, is Midas Royce. I am Bevin Ezvin, Pashas Vayigash. He says over there, that's why Erev Oina came out as Mushchosin, because they came from Shiva Sa'amim. So says Bevin Ezvin. That's why they were killed. Because the Midas Royce, because they were still with the Zivsa, that's why they sent him away. So that's what we're saying. If he's in a marriage, Benois Ches, that means our children are going to have the Midas. If they have Midas Royce, normally Chaim, if they're going without Midas, that's the Tafkir, Boisah. We work on our Midas. We work on ourselves, we can create a matzah of Shalom, Boisah. And that's the Tafkir. The obvious understood it, Boisah. That's the Tafkir of Chaim, because we're here to bring Shekhinah to this world, Boisah. That's what we're here for. We're here to bring Shekhinah to this world. And how's the best way to bring Shekhinah to Bayisai? Shalom Bayit. All Shalom. Any Shalom. Shalom in our, between our roommates. It's all Shalom Bayisai. As I'll say, that you be sure Melech besides Yachat Shifte Yisrael. That if Klai Yisrael's the Piru, there's no afters. The Baruch Shalom's not there. He goes away. But especially in the house in Shalom Bayis, Bayisai. And every more Tifkite in Shalom Bayis, every more Echad brings more Echad into the house. That's the Pshat, Bayisai. The more Echad there is, the more echad in the house, the more bracha in the house. And we say over the Medrash, Tanchuma, Soif, Paz, Mishpatim. It says over there about the Ian of the Mizbeach, that the Mizbeach, you can't wave a sword on the Mizbeach, because the Mizbeach made to make Shalom and sword. They make Shalom between us and Shomayim. Omra Torah, son of Alem Barza. Hamatil Shalom bein Olam lachaveira, or bein Ish leIshtoi, alas kama vekama sheyarichu yom shnoisav. If you want a shugulah, a long life, run there, this kever, we'll go. I want to get a schooler for long, happy life. Let's go to this kever. We'll travel all the way out. So, you know, especially as Avrech, said he wakes his wife up early in the morning. He's going 5 a.m. to go out to the kever. Who this guy is. But they say if you go to him, first you have to find his kever. It's a little bit hard. He's loy noyde lemi. But the maximum, if you find his kever, when you find it, if you dive in there, it's mamish, they said, a segula for riches yom. So the guy goes on that trip until he finds it for a long time. But he goes and he wakes his wife up in the morning. And the maximum, he comes back late, he wakes her up just, you know, to ditto his morning accomplishments. So the maximum, he said, where's he running for? Where are you running? You want a school of Arizal Shalom? Hamatil Shalom. Doesn't mean you have to be a marriage counselor or a rabbi. If you matil Shalom in your own Bein HaLuchadei, Rabbi said, you know why it's Arizal Shalom? Because you bring Shekhinah, more Shekhinah, Rabbi said, into the world. And when there's more Shekhinah, it's Chayim. That's Chayim, Rabbi said. That's why the Bein HaShalom is Elohim Chayim. You bring more Shekhinah into the world, it's Chayim, Rabbi said. That's what the Mizbeach does. It makes it bring the Shekhinah more into the world, Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yisrael, we have to understand what it means. We see how far the Rebbeinu Shulchan Aruch with that. There should be more shalom, more shalom. And also over here, Rachel's bothered by with the grudge. This, as far as she has a son after everything, what's the God? What's the greatness? What's the godless? That there won't be, that our shalom bias will be on a higher level. That was on her mind. How our shalom bias will be on a different level, Rabbi Yisrael. You should understand this, Rabbi Yisrael. We'll work at it. The only way is to work in your media is one is to think about the other person who was between us so many times. Think about what's going through by Yenim. Think. Get your mind out of yourself for a second. And on the way back to your house, you start thinking, what's going on in the mind of my wife? When I go back to your dorm room, you start practicing with your bacha. What's going on by my friend? What's going on by him? Not what I need, what I need to do. And then when I walk into the house, you don't make so much noise. You don't get so upset. You learn to work on yourself, Rabbi Yisrael. And you think for a second that everything I'm doing now, I'm being matil shalom. And you have all the schools, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't have to go tomorrow morning early to the Shita Loyod Lami. You'll never find this kavra. I guarantee it. But Lamais, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael, you have a school in front of you, a school that brings bracha, brings atzlach, brings arichas shaman, brings the Shekhinah in the house. If the Shekhinah is in the house, it's a tremendous bracha, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be zirchot to understand, it's a work at it, Rabbi Yisrael. That we should get to the darga, that yedav zach, Rabbi Yisrael, the level of shalom bayis that's moiritic, Rabbi Yisrael. You walk into a house, you see a husband and wife, sometimes you see Shem Yirachim, what's going on, it looks like World War III. Or you can walk into a house and see mamash perfect shalom bayis. It takes work, it takes arv, Rabbi Yisrael, but it's worth the effort. We should be zirchot to bring shalom in each one's house, and in Meila, it'll be shalom on the soil. Zeuchet Rabbini Bayes HaShlishi, the Shechina HaKdoisha, behavior. Amen.